Hey, let me take a moment to talk to you about Molly Spirits. Love them. No doubt one of the best parts of summer. Everybody likes getting outside or maybe going to a concert or going camping or going on picnics. Or maybe you just like sitting on the deck and enjoying the sun, right? Molly's is the spot to make all of those times even better. Packing a cooler? Well, you don't have to limit yourself to just a six-pack. Molly's has canned wine, ready-made cocktails, and if beer is your thing, so many different choices to pack that cooler with. So, here's the deal. The next time you are headed outside for fun in the sun, do yourself a favor. Before you do that, stop by Molly's Spirits. You can visit the Lakeside location, which is 44th and Harlan, or they're in Greenwood Village, I-25 and Arapahoe, right on the west side next to Sprouts. Molly's Spirits, your spot for summer fun. Hey, let me take a moment to talk to you about Dan Capitalist Law. Finding a personal injury attorney can really be a tough task, right? I mean, you're dealing with the stress of an accident or the negligence of a company or individual that has affected how you live your life. And then, to top it off, finding somebody to protect that life can be stressful as well. That's where Dan Capitalist Law steps in. Dan has been in business for over 40 years, and for four decades, he has fearlessly litigated for his clients all the way to trial. And by the way, he wins. He's kind and understanding to his clients, but to those who refuse to pay for their wrongdoing, he doesn't stop until he gets justice and the maximum compensation for the people that he represents. He is highly honored in the law profession and, I must add, a personal friend of mine. That's why I believe in Dan Capitalist. So give him a call at 303-770-5551. Again, 303-770-5551, or you can go to DanCapitalistLaw.com, a serious firm for serious cases.
This week on the Dave Logan Podcast, the Broncos pay guard Quinn Meinerz.
That's a third-round draft choice that the Broncos have hit on. He's an excellent run blocker. He's got toughness. You know, by all metrics, a young, ascending offensive guard in this league. So I think the Broncos did the right thing, giving him the extension.
Could Russell Wilson be cut mid-season by the Steelers?
If Russell plays really well, then I think nothing happens. But if Russell doesn't play well, which I think there's a chance, and Justin Fields starts to come on, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if that happened.
And Russell Westbrook, good fit for the Nuggets?
You got to make sure he's in the right frame of mind that when he comes in here, he knows exactly, here's what we expect from you, here's what we're going to demand of you, and are you good with this?
This is the Dave Logan Podcast.
And welcome to the Dave Logan Podcast, episode number 220. Now, Dave, last week we took a deep dive into the Broncos offensive line, which will be key this season and, of course, in the training camp. The Broncos officially locked one of them up, Quinn Meinerz.
Four-year extension.
Yeah. Has anybody talked about his stomach?
Has anybody talked about his stomach? You mean ever?
Yes. Have you guys ever talked about it?
Well, we talked about it because he was known at one point as the belly, but we talked about it when he came out of college.
What is that? Like, congratulations. I'm so glad he signed.
He doesn't show it off as much as he used to. He kind of keeps the jersey pulled down, right?
But
he's a big man. What are you saying? You know, you're getting yourself into a corner and there's going to be no easy way to get out of this. So what are you saying?
I'm saying that if I had a belly like that, I would show it off. That's what I'm saying.
The hell you would. No, you wouldn't. No, he's an outstanding young player. Yep. And I think it's good that, that's a big hit in the draft. That's a third round draft choice that the Broncos have hit on. He's an excellent run blocker. He's got toughness. He's an improved pass protector. And he's a young, you know, by all metrics, a young ascending offensive guard in this league. So I think the Broncos did the right thing, giving him the extension. It's a lot of guaranteed money. I'm happy for him and his family.
Yeah.
Right? Because you play because you're competitive and you want to win. But at this level, you're also playing to provide security for your family. And now he's able to do it.
Do you feel like the Broncos should have maybe provided some of that security with DJ Jones? They kind of stood pat with him like they did with Garrett Bowles.
Yeah, I mean, the Garrett Bowles thing is a little bit different than Miners, one, because of his age. I mean, Garrett's 31. I think Garrett is a good player. I might think Garrett is better than some other people. And so my guess on Garrett is they won't do anything. He'll play out this final year of his deal. And then I think both sides will probably sit back and evaluate as to what's best for them. But I'll tell you this, if Garrett Bowles has a good year this year, there will be, and maybe the Broncos will be in this category, but there'll be a whole bunch of teams interested in a 32-year-old left tackle, right? He's an above average athlete. He's played for a long time. He's had his rough moments for sure. But, I mean, I think Garrett Bowles is a good player. And I think he's on a different, sort of a different plan, different deal than Quinn Meinerz.
What about DJ Jones?
Not surprising, I think. I think DJ has shown flashes of being a really outstanding player. I do think the defensive line going into camp would be, if I had to single out a position, it will be the most improved part of the Broncos team. I think they will be better against the run, and I think you'll see more pressure, even interior pressure, which is hard to find guys that can do that. But DJ is an active, big, strong guy that can take on double team blocks. So I don't know what the long-term plans are there. Not sure. I mean, he's making over $10 million now, so maybe the Broncos think they're going to let that thing play out, much like they are evidently going to do with Garrett Bowles.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. So as we head into training camp, which veterans report tomorrow, which will be Tuesday, which could be when we release this podcast, it could be actually today. We really haven't talked about Courtland Sutton a ton. We talked about him a lot kind of early on and kind of let it ride a little bit. So he's going to come into this camp. He openly said we're at a stalemate, and obviously he's not very happy. You don't expect him to be a distraction, do you?
No, I don't expect him to hold out. Now, maybe come tomorrow he doesn't show. But, and I've said before on the air, and again, I preface any remarks I make with this fact. I like Court. Got to know him a little bit as a guy. I just think he's a good kid. I think he's a good player. But in this league, you only can make moves like that when you have leverage. And I think he has very, very minimal leverage. So my strong suggestion would be to come to camp, ball out, catch everything's thrown to you, make it so that they have to think twice about taking number 14 off the field. Because that's what coaches do. When you start making plays and you catch everything thrown to you, then all of a sudden coaches become very, very comfortable with you. And when it comes to like getting somebody else in, you know what, maybe a certain coach wants to, but either the head coach or OC or whatever will say, no, leave him in because he trusts him. He's accountable. And Court, I think, would be better off achieving that in this training camp. If he decides to stay out because he's upset with his contract status, to me, you just every single day you miss camp, you're letting one of these young dudes have your reps. And what happens if they catch the coach's eye? What happens then? What happens, you know, if Sean Payton develops an affinity for one of these young guys that is making, you know, pennies on the dollar compared to whatever Courtland, I think, is at 16 or 17, you know, 14, 15, 16, somewhere in there. So I think he's valuable to the Broncos, and I think he can have a good year. But you got to come to camp and just state or stake your claim to being, listen, I'm the best wide receiver on the team. I don't care who you bring in, and I'll show you in this camp.
Did you know that I tried to get Courtland Sutton to do a podcast?
I did not.
Before I wrangled you into this?
I did not.
Yeah.
What was his response?
His agent was actually pretty great. This is when he was a rookie.
I haven't heard you're in Courtland's podcast yet, so how great was the agent?
That's a really good point.
There's a difference between being great and polite.
He was polite.
Oh, okay.
Okay, wait. But I liked his reasons for not. I mean, to get a call back from the agent was actually a pretty big deal, right?
What was the reason he didn't want to do it?
He was a rookie. And he said, I agree with him.
I think that's smart.
I think it's really smart.
What a dumbass thing to do to ask him.
Why?
He was a rookie.
Well, he was nice. So there's a lot of guys where
What it is? Guys that are nice, you ask, like,
yeah.
Hi, Mr. Sutton.
Yes. Do you want to go up to the guy that's the jerk and be like, hi, I'm Julie. Want to do a podcast? Yeah. No, we know the answer to that.
No.
I also asked Derek Wolf. Did you know that?
I did not.
Yeah. And I ended up going to his house and meeting him and his wife.
Yep.
So we didn't end up doing a podcast.
What happened?
I think it just kind of died, but she had some concerns like about, I mean, she was, you know, kind of a, let's see, I'm going to put this.
Oh boy.
She was just wanting to make sure, like, she didn't want him to talk anything negative about the Broncos. And it was like, well, this is probably not going to work. Right.
Oh, so you were trying, were you trying to gotcha him?
No, I'm saying, but you, if people listen to a podcast, and I'm assuming when people listen to this podcast, if the Broncos, you know, win one, they're like 1-8, that you're not going to sit there and go, everything's
the greatest
great.
Team.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's, I just meant something like that.
I think the podcast with Derek would have been great. Maybe Cortland too.
Yeah.
Nice to know that I was your third pick, but here here I thought I was bailing you out.
It was all at the same time.
It was?
Yeah.
So you were not even part of the media then. When you and I, when you corralled me into doing the podcast, it was because you were not part of the media.
I was part-time.
What were you doing?
Mornings on KOA. Thanks for listening.
You were not doing mornings
on KOA. Yes, I was. Oh, I'm sorry. I was there.
When we first started, nope, you'd been fired.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. My contract ran out.
Well, we in this business, we call that firing.
Okay.
Yeah.
We may have to.
Yeah.
God.
No, I was. No. You,
Dave,
you want to
I
know
was
the,
filling
you
in.
Want to know the reason why. Oh, you might have been filling in.
Yeah, no,
but
I wasn't doing
mornings. That is not filling in. You
okay,
can't,
yeah, okay,
you can't eat on filling in. You
yeah,
can't
you're right.
eat, right? You know why I know that you were not? Because when you were offered the job that you currently have and called me and said, well, you know what? I think I really want to give this podcast a go, and so I don't think I'm going to do it. What was my response?
Oh, my God. Take the bleeping job. Literally, you said take
That's
the
right.
bleeping job.
Take the freaking job, man. You got to buy groceries.
Yeah, I know.
You got to take care of yourself. You know, you do know what warm weather means, correct? I'm talking about fun in the sun, but other things, like getting some home projects done. And who better to help than Steel? Whether you're trimming your trees, maybe you're mowing your lawn, or maybe you need that heavy-duty chainsaw, Steel is your place. They have all the latest products, either gas-powered or many are battery-operated. How about that? My MSA chainsaw is battery-operated, and I've talked about it. I absolutely love it, and it's easy for me to handle. And if I can do it, every single person listening to this can and should do it. It's easy and does the job every single time. So do yourself a favor and head to Steel USA to look at all of their products and also to find locations of the nearest Steel dealer near you so you can get your hands on the Steel tool of your choice. Steel, what you need to get that job done. You know, summertime is here, and we like to talk about all the fun projects that you can do this summer and all the good times you can have. But sometimes, every now and then, life is not just that much fun, right? We're talking about a time you experience a home emergency or maybe issues that you just can't fix on your own. Things like plumbing, electrical issues, furnaces, and water heaters. They happen, right? That's when Applewood Plumbing, Heating, and Electric come in. They're open 7 days a week for your convenience with no overtime charges. And they've been in business for the past 50 years, which should tell you a lot. Their staff is knowledgeable, they're experts in their field, and also compassionate. They know these issues can be stressful to you. So do yourself a favor, head to applewoodfixit.com, check out their great, great deals. Or if you'd like, call 303-328-3060. Applewood Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Everything you need in one place.
Speaking of wide receivers, is Tim Patrick at all in danger of not making this team? Which would slightly break my heart. But we just talked about there's, you
Big
know,
Tim
there's
Patrick some- fan too. Since we're telling secrets, Tim came out and talked to my team at Cherry Creek a few years back, and he was just great. I mean, he was, he could connect with those kids. So I'm a big, big fan of his. Now, the reality of it is he's been hurt in each of the last 2 years and got hurt in training camp and missed both years. It is very tough to miss two seasons while you're rehabbing, then come back and be the same guy. I will pull for Tim Patrick. And in this business, listen, when I call games, I have to be honest and tell you what I see. When I talk in the radio, you got to be honest too. When they don't play well, you don't have to say things like they suck, but you can say things like, you know what? They're not playing well. They're not playing very well. They're playing poorly. You can tell the truth. So my truth with Tim Patrick is I pull for that guy because I like the guy personally. Your question was, is there a chance he doesn't make the team? I think there is. I think there is. I think it's tough. He's on a veteran's minimum, which I think was smart on his part. But yeah, sure. I mean, there's a chance. I mean, there are very few guys that go into this camp and say, hey, no matter what happens, I got this teammate. I mean, there's two handfuls for sure, but most guys have to go in and grind and find a way to impress and ultimately make the team.
Yeah. Well, obviously, we know Bo Nix is going to be here. He just...
why don't you ask him to do a podcast, see what he says.
I bet he'd be polite when he turned me down.
I think it'd be a good podcast.
What current player do you think would make a good podcast?
With you?
Just anybody. I mean, who do you want to hear from?
Oh, gosh.
More like an uncut version. You can have a little bit more fun. Like, Aqib Talib would have been phenomenal.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I think Derek Wolfe would have been very, very good. I think his wife is probably right.
Yeah.
Being worried about you.
What? She's worried about
or
me.
Whatever you said. let's see. What current Bronco you mean?
Yeah.
That's an interesting
well, there's
take.
No humongous.
I think Garrett Bowles would be fascinating to do a podcast with.
Yeah.
Because Garrett, I'll tell you something about Garrett. Garrett has developed sort of a sense of confidence over his career. We had him on the show many, many times when he was in his rookie season and even second year. But his answers are much more real now because he's been through it. He knows what to expect.
Yeah.
So I think he'd be good.
Yeah. Would you be interested in Bo Nix? I mean, I feel like he'd be very...
What, are you out of this deal?
No, I'm just...
Well, I do the Bo Nix show every week if he's a starting quarterback.
Right.
Like Jared Stidham is an interesting young guy. Mm-hmm. I think very well-spoken, understands football. So he, you know...
Yeah. So, Bo Nix bought a $4 million place in Castle Pines.
I saw that in the... I think it was the Post.
Yeah. So that's a cool $21 million less than Russell Wilson when he bought his $25 million.
What does that tell you?
Bo Nix is not making as much money.
Yes, that's what it tells me too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you see that Russell Wilson, by the way, I just saw this today. What was it? It was Pro Football Network came out with their top players who could be released.
Pro
next
Football
season.
Focus?
Pro Football Network.
Pro Football. Okay.
I mean, I guess you can have your own network.
I guess you can.
Top players who could be released next season. Russell Wilson was on the top. That doesn't make any sense. He's at a veteran minimum,
makes
right?
Makes total sense. Released next season or this season?
This season.
Yeah.
This upcoming season.
Yeah.
No, want to bet? No way, man.
I don't think it'll happen early, but if here's the thing. I mean, the Broncos are paying him $35, $36 million this year. Steelers are paying him $1 million. So they don't have anything financially invested in him at all. Justin Fields is a younger, bigger, stronger, faster, and similar version to Russell when Russell was his age. So I think the key for Russell, I mean, if Russell plays really well, then I think nothing happens. But if Russell doesn't play well, which I think there's a chance, and Justin Fields starts to come on, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if that happened.
Yeah, but they never release him. He'd be a good backup.
Maybe. And maybe you keep him as a backup because you don't have to pay him anything.
Right.
Broncos are paying him.
Right.
Maybe. But I thought there was a chance before I knew that the Steelers game was week two here in Denver. I thought there was a chance that Justin Fields would be the starter when the Steelers came to the Broncos. Now, week two is pretty early in the season for things to implode back there. But yeah. I think Justin Fields has all the characteristics that Arthur Smith, who's the new OC there, likes. He can run it. You can use the quarterback run game in the red zone. You can go empty and run him. And he, at this stage of his career, is much better running the football on design quarterback runs. Russell has some ability still, but Justin Fields is bigger, stronger, and faster. He's just a bigger athlete.
How old is Arthur Smith? Like 90?
No, Arthur Smith is, Arthur Smith would be, gosh, former head coach of Atlanta. I'd say Arthur Smith is probably early 40s, maybe.
Really? This is like an interesting name to name. To have
Arthur Smith? What's wrong with that?
Who names their kid Arthur?
Well, except probably Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Except for like 1910.
Arthur?
Arthur.
I know Arthurs.
Really?
Yeah.
That are under 60?
I've coached Arthurs. Yeah.
That are high school football players, yes. Right now on Cherry Creek. You have, yes, a player the same as Arthur.
Yes.
Promise?
Yes.
Well, now I feel bad.
You should feel bad.
Is he good?
I mean, what do you think when Arthur looks and sees Julie? I mean, Julie's an old lady's name to Arthur.
No, it's not.
To a 17-year-old?
So, as we know, most of the focus will be on Bo Nix and what kind of reps he'll get. And Sean Payton has come out and said he's going to keep him equal as he's done in the OTAs. How long before that gets ineffective, right, for whoever's going to be the starter, and especially Bo Nix? How long can we kind of go, okay, this is a good strategy?
You mean in terms of sharing the reps?
Yeah.
Until one of them surfaces, right? I mean, I think that, and I think they will. I think they will, until one of them sort of steps forward and says, with his play and practice and meetings and everything else and command of the huddle, one of them steps forward and they say, you know what, that's the guy for the time being. Now, I think it'll be Nix. It would make sense, and I've said before again on the air and on this show, I think the only way that you don't go with Bo Nix is if he proves in training camp that he's just not quite ready to go in the first part of the season. If that's the case, you go with Jarrett Stidham. I mean, he obviously understands the offense and has played in it and is a bit older than Bo Nix. But if I had to bet, I'm betting that it's going to be Bo Nix.
Even if Bo Nix is not as good but close, I'd go with Bo Nix, because time is only going to help that kid, right?
It depends on how close and what's he close in, what categories is he close.
Yeah.
Like if he's, I mean, in terms of processing the plays, he understands where, you know, what he's looking at. He understands the pre-snap read, the post-snap read. Okay, go through your progressions. You understand where the ball goes. Now, if you have an errant throw, but you've understood exactly what I'm looking at, the process, the call, I got everything right, my progressions 1, 2, and 3, I just overthrew 3. Well, you can't do that too many times, but I think NFL coaches can live with that. What they can't live with, I think, is when you come to the line of scrimmage and you got a play called and you're not sure in your pre-snap read, your post-snap read, the defense says, okay, this is what you have, and your number one receiver is open. You don't take him. You look at number two briefly, and then number three is open. You don't take him, and then you scramble. That gets you into trouble. That gets you behind the sticks more than not, and it gets you into second and third and long. And this is a really difficult game and a really difficult level of football to be in those particular cases. So, yeah, so I think it's going to be interesting to see. I mean, I think it'll be Bo Nix, but he's got to go out there and do a lot of things that shows the coaches, and in particular Sean Payton, listen, you pick me first for a reason. I'm ready to go. Let's go.
Before I let you go, quick thoughts on Russell Westbrook coming to the Nuggets and what role he plays here.
I like the idea. I'll tell you the things that I think he brings: toughness, physical toughness, athletic ability. He's an excellent on-ball defender when he wants to be. Still has enough quickness at 30, whatever he is, 6. I think he's 36 or 7. He can still stay in front of the ball. Competitive, really competitive.
Know. Yeah.
So those four qualities, right? Toughness, really great rebounder for his size, excellent defender, and competitiveness. Those four outshine his weaknesses, and every player has them, but he's not a consistent perimeter scorer, And you got to make sure he's in the right frame of mind that when he comes in here, he knows exactly, here's what we expect from you. Here's what we're going to demand of you. And are you good with this? Because if you're not, we're not going to bring you in. But I like the deal. I really do. I know that there have been some that have said maybe he starts at point and you move Jamal then to two guard. I'm not crazy about that at all.
Me either.
I think Jamal is best with his hands on the ball, but I like bringing Westbrook off the bench and spelling Jamal. I like Westbrook playing, 17 to 23 minutes a game. I think it's a plus.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. You know, he's used to being the guy. Obviously, his skills have declined a bit from when he, 9-time All-Star and blah, 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 blah.
MVP.
Yeah, MVP. I would hope that there's pretty good chemistry on this team, that I would hope that that doesn't get disrupted, that he knows this is a great chance to win a championship,
yeah.
Right? Like, not a chance to make his name for him one more time. It's to be part of an NBA championship.
Well, he doesn't need money.
No.
He's going to be a Hall of Fame player. So you're exactly right. As long as he, as I said, comes in the right frame of mind, and as long as the Nuggets front office and coaching staff, I think, is intentional with him, sit him down, say, hey, here's what we expect from you. Here's why we brought you here. And you have to have buy-in. If he says, that's not really how I see myself going here, well, then you can't come here.
Yeah.
But Jokic likes him. We'll see. I mean, hopefully Murray likes him. I think he can give you more positives than negatives, even at this stage of his career. And maybe you could do a podcast with him.
You're kind of jealous, aren't you?
No. Any chance? No, I would help.
You want to call him to see if he wants
fan.
To do?
If I had his cell number, I'd say, Russ, it's Dave Logan. How
you
are you?
Love doing this. I'm going to let you go, and please give Arthur my regards.
I will.
Practice.
I will.
Okay.
I'll tell him that old lady Julie said, "What's up?"
Thank you. See you next week.
Arba.